Welcome to the NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network, giving you a closer look at the businesses and employers all across the New River Valley. The program is a service of New River Radio and Digital. Here's your host, New River Radio General Manager, Paul Johnson.
Good morning and welcome to Business Spotlight. We're so happy you have the radio on this morning. Interesting conversation we're about to have with a very interesting person about a very interesting new business here in the New River Valley that we're going to learn about. My guest is Lily Neuer. Lily is the owner and operator of Lily Valley Inn. First of all, Lily, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me this morning.
We're going to talk about the Lily Valley Inn, which is in Perrysburg, bed and breakfast there, brand new or fairly new.
Fairly new to the name, but
yes,
it's been there for 20 years.
Oh, so, okay. Yes. Good. Well, we'll learn about that as we go. But first, I want to learn about you. You've got a very interesting background. Culinary arts, obviously a big part of what you do. So, so walk me through it. Where you're from and how you got to the Lily Valley Inn.
So I was actually born in Romania.
Okay.
50 years ago. Wow. I can't believe I'm saying that. I moved to the States in 1989. Once again, 35 years ago, so it seems like yesterday, but, you know, went through school, had a previous marriage, yada, yada, yada. Then I was fortunate enough to get into the wine business. Mm. I was a wine rep for a long time.
Okay.
And that's what got me into the cooking part of it.
Right.
Kind of like the wine and the food kind of go together. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So then I just decided to go to culinary school. Why not?
Yeah.
And I love food. I love wine. So the two of them kind of merged together. And what a great idea to combine the two of them and learn more about it by going to culinary school. So.
And you went to some pretty good schools.
I did. I was fortunate enough to go to CIA in Hyde Park.
Which is the Culinary Institute of America.
Of America, not the other CIA.
Yes, that's exactly
which
right.
Which I tell people that and they're like, oh my God. I'm like, no. And then after that, I was lucky enough to be accepted in Paul Bocuse, which is in Lyon, France.
Wow.
I was one in 10 people in the world to get accepted. So.
You're kidding.
No, I wish I was, but I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate that I was able to have that opportunity given to me. Well, not given, but
right.
You know, so it was a lot of hard work and a lot of fun, but it was worth every minute of it.
So all I know about culinary school is, you know, movies that you see or maybe TV shows, but it is pretty intense training.
It is quite the contrary to what you see on TV. It's kind of close to it, but not close enough, so to speak.
Right.
For instance, you can't make risotto in 3 minutes.
You're right. <know? laughs> Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So, but it is a lot of work. It's hard work for women in the industry. So that's why I chose to kind of do my own thing. I had a cooking school back in New York. I taught at a private college in New York. I was a private chef in Malibu.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so now I just decided to buy a bed and breakfast. Why not? I love to cook. I love to entertain. And I think that's a perfect marriage.
So what brought you to Southwest Virginia?
The inn, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
The opportunity?
The opportunity presented itself. We found it on the internet. It took us 2 years to figure out if we should do it or not. I mean, it's a big investment.
Right.
And it was, I had to get my husband to retire in order for me to have my career.
Sure.
He had his career for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my turn. So I'm just very blessed that he was willing to do that.
Right. Yeah. But you had business experience beforehand.
Not to this extent. No.
Okay.
No.
So what have you learned,
from... How much time do we have?
from buying the Lily Valley Inn to opening the doors, what were the biggest struggles and hurdles?
You know, there's so many of them, but I think it's how you look at it and how you present the opportunities that I always try to look at it the positive way versus what's the problem. I'm always looking at what's the solution behind it.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's been so many of them from permits, trying to get permits because we remodeled the whole thing from head to toe.
So what did it used to be, Lily?
So it was still a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
We're the fourth owner in 20 years.
Okay.
But it was very old inside. It was 1970s, I like to say, very antique-ish. And that's not me.
Right.
You know, I'm more of a quaint, farmhouse chic So that's sure. the style that I like to call myself.
Yeah. Do you recall what it was called before? I want it to ring a bell.
Right.
So
it's In a River Bend.
Okay.
Yes.
In a River Bend.
Correct. So okay. I wanted to change the name because, again, the interior wasn't me. The name wasn't me. It didn't represent me. So I just wanted to be me.
So the time from the time that you found this in mm-hmm. to the time that you opened your doors,
right.
2 years?
So we found it 2 years. We found it during COVID.
Okay.
Once again, my husband and I were going back and forth. Should we not? You know, should you retire? Should you not? Should I stop playing golf in Florida? That's where we moved from.
We have golf courses up here.
I know. And they're amazing. I love playing out here. It's different. It's so different. I came here in October of 2022, took a look at the property, and I just fell in love with it, and I actually bought it on the spot.
Wow.
My husband didn't even see it. I just bought it.
Yeah.
I called him, and I said, guess what I did?
Good news.
He's like,
bad.
What? Yeah, exactly. So from October of 22 to February 23rd is that how long the process took for us to actually buy it.
Right.
To sign, you know, the dotted line and move in.
Talking to Lily Noyer, she's the owner of Lily Valley Inn in Perrysburg. Beautiful spot.
It is
just a wonderful location. How do you describe it to people? You know, when you've got friends that say, tell me about it, Lily. Just from a broad overview, how do you describe the inn?
Breathtaking, stunning, amazing. Once you come through those doors, you don't want to leave.
Right.
You know, pictures don't really do it justice. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be there. I often have people come and visit, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this, first of all, exists here. And
right.
second of all, it's just so amazing. It's
yeah.
just, you know, I have folks that walk through the doors that don't want to leave for 3 days. They just
wow.
want to sit there on the patio.
Yeah.
You know.
So what do you see? What do you see when you're
so
on the
patio? So we're looking at the new river bend.
Okay.
The bend
in the river just beyond Pembroke, just before
right,
Perrysburg?
Right, exactly. So okay. we're off, if actually once the leaves fall, you can actually see 460 from where we are. So
okay.
it splits Perrysburg to Pembroke. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness the leaves are back up.
Yes, yeah. It's beautiful.
All right, let's talk about rooms. How many rooms?
So we have 7 bedrooms.
Okay.
Two great rooms, one upstairs, which we have breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is downstairs, which we have a main TV for everyone. There's no TVs in the rooms.
Sure. That's the way a B&B is supposed
yeah,
to be, right?
Well, you think. But mm-hmm. with that view that we have, yeah, we want people to just come relax, not watch TV.
So all of the rooms themed differently?
They're all themed differently. They're all named differently. We named it. We renamed every one of them.
Tell me
so
about
they
them.
All mean something to
mm-hmm.
us. Upstairs, we have Vista, which has the most beautiful view.
Nice.
We have sunrise because from that particular room, you can see the sunrises.
Yeah.
On the other side, we have Heavenly. And there's a story behind that. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Downstairs, we have Misty, because if you're downstairs, you can see the mist coming off the river.
Wow.
Yeah. We have Foggy, because Foggy, you can see the fog above you sometimes.
Okay.
When you're downstairs.
Right, right, right.
And then we have Vino, and then we have Jazz. So Vino and Jazz are previous Toy Fox Terriers that we have had before.
Oh, okay.
Dogs. So they're passed on.
Right.
So they're right under Heavenly. So
oh,
they're in heaven.
My
I know.
Gosh,
it's kind of weird.
Thought into
I,
this,
we did. We did.
So, I was going to say, before I heard the story, I was going to say, I'll stay in Vino.
That you can't. Well, like, you know, we also like Vino too, because again,
right.
I was a wine rep. So it kind of like, you know.
So the experience for somebody checking in, staying with you, walk me through that.
So we usually welcome everybody in. We're mm-hmm. always there. We never let anyone come in. Well, I'll take it back. We had a couple that came in from Texas 2 weeks ago, and they
okay.
came in at 2 a.m. So they asked us to go to sleep.
Right.
We have had waited for everyone, you know, for a couple of people before till 1 o'clock in the morning. But he said, just go to bed. You
right.
Because they were driving from Charlotte. So mm-hmm. just go to bed. So we went to bed. But most of the time, we wait for them. We have a little check-in sheet that we walk everyone through, explain, you know, how the room works, what time breakfast is. You know, we always ask if you have any allergies, you know, coffee at certain time, breakfast at certain time. So breakfast is set at 8 o'clock for everyone. So everybody
right.
gathers together.
Mm-hmm.
And
get a chance to meet the other
exactly.
people staying there.
You know, it's amazing because they come as strangers and then they go home like
absolutely.
Friends. It's amazing. I've had people where they contacted each other and they came back together.
Really?
Which they've never met before. It's I love it. So,
right.
Yeah. So.
So. We'll get into the breakfast portion of it because that's kind of your wheelhouse. Did you have experience in hospitality?
Nope. Not at all.
Right. So what did you learn about that along the way?
Well, I'm still learning, actually. Mm-hmm. Every day is different. You know, I've learned that wine and liquor permits takes forever.
Yeah.
And once you get it, there's still rules that you can't do this or certain right. things and you can't do this. But I've learned that, what else have I learned? I mean, you know, once you learn how to cook and you're personable, I think everything else just kind of comes naturally,
right.
you know. And the others, you just find your way around, you know.
You mentioned you're always there. Is it more yeah. work than you thought it would be? Or is it volume? You know, I mean, you're a chef. You know hard
Actually,
work.
Actually, I don't look at it as work.
Yeah.
I look at it as most people say, oh, my God, you're working today. Or do you ever get a day off? I'm always there because I want to be there.
Right.
You know, there's times where my housekeeper doesn't come in. Or there's times where they quit or they don't show up.
That happens. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And I sometimes... Especially on Sunday, once everyone checks out, mm-hmm. I'm there till 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
you know, by cleaning everything, but that's okay. I love it.
Right.
I don't look at it as, oh my God, I have to do this now. You know.
And the social aspect of being the hostess is
right.
probably fun.
It is. I think I'm a little bit too involved with the folks, but I love it. Like they're there, and I'm like, oh my God, just want to make sure you're having a good time. And sometimes people are like, go away. Just go away.
Right.
But I love it. So
terrific.
Yeah.
Lily Neuer is the owner of the Lily Valley Inn in Perrysburg, just newly remodeled and opened. We've described the rooms. Now let's get to breakfast because, again, you're a trained chef, couple of world-renowned culinary schools. I'll bet it's good.
It's so good. So I've been told.
Yeah.
So we usually do 3-course breakfast.
Okay.
Every morning. We always start out with fresh fruit. And then, even though I don't like to bake, but I do bake, we have a pastry and then a main entree. So
okay.
it's never the same.
Right.
I don't think I've ever cooked the same thing since I've been doing this.
So if somebody's there 3-4 days, breakfast is going to be very different every day.
Yeah. Right. And I have a lot of folks that are gluten-free. They're mm-hmm. plant-based. So I've had a couple that were there for a week and a half, and I had to do plant-based, which I don't obviously cook often.
Right.
But I love it because it challenges you, you know, so...
I would imagine upon registration, somebody is telling you that. They don't want to spring that on you.
Right. So once they fill out a form online, and mm-hmm. the reservation, there's a comment section there with, diet restriction and things like that. But
right.
there's times where they come in and they say, I don't have any diet restriction. And then they're like, well, I don't like eggs. So you have to kind of accommodate everyone. So.
But a lot of people that stay at B&Bs know that they're not looking at a menu. They're going to be served that morning's dish.
Well, quite the contrary. Some
oh,
of them
really?
Have menus. Some of them have
oh,
menus
okay.
that you pick from, right? Yeah. Depends how big they are.
Right.
You know, most of the little ones, probably they just eat what you serve them most of mm-hmm. the time. But I like to surprise people.
Yeah.
And my typical breakfast is not your bacon and eggs.
I'm sure.
It's
I'm
not.
Sure of that. I would expect as
it's
such. So what are some of the dishes that you've done that you've gotten great feedback from?
I think one of my favorite, everyone raves about it, is I love to make this souffle. It's a bacon, spinach, 3 cheese souffle.
Nice.
That everyone just raves about it.
Right.
There are a couple pastries. I just did one yesterday. It's a pear stuffed with this amazing caramel sauce over a pastry, puff pastry. So
right.
You have to actually see it to imagine it. But I do a mean grits rancheros, which is in essence, a Mexican dish.
Right.
You know, and I
spicy grits?
Yes.
Kind of?
Cheesy grits, yes.
Cheesy
yeah.
and spicy.
And I do mine in a certain way that you can't tell the grits.
Right.
Most people think it's polenta, but it's not.
Yeah. So how far ahead are you planning menus?
You know, when I first took over, I used to do it like a week in advance. I would always, be scared and afraid of, oh my God. Now I have to be honest with you, I don't plan anything. I just, once I'm done with the service, I kind of turn it off. And I just move on. So when I wake up, I go to the gym at 5:30 every morning.
Okay.
And once I work out.
Same here.
Yeah. That's the only time I have
I'm
time.
I'm waiting for people to laugh. Yeah.
I am. No, I'm kidding. No, really. So once I'm done with the gym, I go straight to the inn. And then I pretty much just look around and see what I have.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, that's brave, I think.
It is brave.
Right. Now, I mean, you've lived in some pretty
amazing
dense
places.
Metropolitan areas. Trouble finding ingredients around
That's
here?
One of the challenges about living in Southwest Virginia. But thankfully, I have Kroger. I have, Charlottesville is only, 3 hours away.
Right.
You know, so I do kind of jump around to find different ingredients.
Make shopping trips and
yeah,
things like
and every
that,
time I have a friend coming from wherever, New York or Florida, I always make them a list and have them bring.
Right.
So yeah.
So when you do have friends that come in, are they surprised with the area? Like I didn't.
They are what? Because I am even though I grew up in a small town of Romania, like almost like Parisburg, you know, mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm. I raised cattle and, you know, milk cows and chickens and all that stuff. People look at me like, oh, you're a city girl. How could you move here? But I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, I want to do this. I want to move here. You know,
right.
People can't comprehend how you just go from a big city to come to a small town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Lily Neuer. She's the owner of Lily Valley Inn, Bed and Breakfast in Parisburg. How do people find out about you? I mean, how have you gotten the word out so far?
So believe it or not, social media.
Yeah.
Social media, word of mouth. Word of mouth is big.
Yeah.
Social media.
Because, you know, opening your doors as a new business, even though the B&B existed before you, totally rebranded with your fingerprint, you're starting from scratch.
You are 100% right. Mm-hmm. Yes. As much as I like to think that we've been in business for 20 years, we really haven't.
Right.
You know, we've been here for almost a year now. And yeah, there's still challenges,
right?
You know,
are there sites that you're on? Like, I'm thinking, I know it's a different thing, but like Airbnb. I mean, are there collectives where you can get your name on those?
So
lists?
We're part of the Select Registry, which is a very high-end club for folks that belong to it.
Okay.
You know, we pay a very highly fee for mm-hmm. a year to belong to it. So that's how most folks find us.
Right.
You know, we're in all kinds of Virginia, org.com. We're on there as well too. So,
right.
Yeah.
So far, pleased with the results, the number of people that have come in? Are you happy with how it's gone so far?
I'm thrilled. I am thrilled. I wish that we could have more. But then again, that comes with time.
Right.
You know, I'm the type of person that like to stay busy all the time and like to have people in and out all the time. So there's days when I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And I get sad. But
yeah.
I know they're coming in. So my husband always says, just calm down. You know, calm down. You
right.
don't have to have everybody, you know, because if I have a day off, I just get into trouble.
Right. Well, I can imagine that.
So,
so where are the people coming from? Is it D.C., Richmond? Where are your guests
Most
coming
of our
from?
Guests come from DMV area.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a lot of folks from the Carolinas.
Okay.
You know, I have a couple coming actually from Florida this weekend. Longboat Keys. So,
huh?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So,
right, right.
The majority of them are DMVs or Carolinas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those people, well, I guess for anybody, because I think about people in the people in the New River Valley who think, I just want a weekend away, you know?
We do have quite a bit of staycations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a couple last weekend. They celebrated their 21st anniversary from Christiansburg.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, they come where they, if, you know, most of them have kids. And if something happens, they can go back, you
right.
know, but yeah. So.
Well, I think about, you know, for those of us who live in the New River Valley, Radford, Christiansburg, Blacksburg, most of our travel is up and down 81, you
right.
know,
right.
north on 81, south on 81. We forget to drive west every now and again.
Yeah. And one of the biggest misconception, I guess, about the end is nobody knew was there.
Right.
Still nobody knows we're there.
Yeah.
You know, and it breaks my heart because it's such a beautiful place.
Right.
You know, and I think that's why I am just so adamant about getting the word out. You know, everyone needs to know. You know, there's Mountain Lake Lodge there. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
But we're there. And just, yeah, I mean, we're lower, smaller scale than Mountain Lake Lodge.
Of course.
But mm-hmm. we're there.
Right.
You know. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
You had mentioned, and again, we're talking about the Lily Valley Inn in Parisburg with Lily Neuer, the owner, chef, restaurateur, hospitality agent, all of those things. You mentioned liquor license. Where does that come in?
So we wanted to have wine for folks that like to come in and just relax on the patio.
Right.
You know, we have packages that we have put together. You know, that you can just sit in with a book and read and have a glass of wine on the patio if you
right.
wish, you know.
Terrific.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, we hope to do wine dinners, wine pairing later on. We're just technically we're not zoned for that. So we'll see. One
yeah.
day at a time.
Well, and I would also imagine, I've been on your website, and it's terrific, by the way, but one of the big sections on there that I love is the activities. You know,
yeah.
for people coming from out of town especially, or even those of us who live here, and forget
right.
all
right.
there is to do.
Right.
I mean, you know, from your location there in Parisburg, is a wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about some of those things.
So we have amazing hikes. You know, Cascades Falls is one of number one falls in Virginia. Yeah. I mean, everyone's that's ever stepped foot in our doors, that's what I, the first thing I do is send them there.
Right.
You know, because it's a must-see. You know, there's Ball Knob by Mountain Lake Lodge. You know, there's Angel's Rest. You know, if you're a big hiker, we're not that far from AT. You know, all those hikers are coming in next week. So that's another great advantage for us. There's what you know, the water, the river, you can go fishing, you can go tubing, you can go kayaking. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Well, I know that, you know, the New River comes right through Radford, obviously, but as it goes north and west towards Pembroke and towards Perrysburg, cliffs and, you know,
beautiful.
Again, surprises that if you're not looking for them, you're not going to find them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So can you help people then that come in from out of town, especially?
Yes.
Hey, here are some things.
Oh,
that,
most definitely. You know, you have to show them. We have maps. We have, you know, magazines that show you things to do. And I generally try to show them all those things, you know.
Right.
So I'm always pointing out the rocks and, you know, things like that. And, you know, like you said, they don't think about it. They just like, oh, okay, there's a river and that's it. So, but there's so much more to it.
Right. And in the hospitality industry, I know there are peak seasons and things like that. Graduation coming up. What? How does that look for you?
It's crazy. It's busy. And we love it.
Right.
You know, usually on graduations mornings, three to 4 days. Yeah. It's all breakfast to go.
Right.
Breakfast to go. By 6:30, everybody's out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that we do for them. We give them a bag to go.
Yeah. Well, and again, what a great alternative. And again, you know, and just, nothing against anything else. There's a time and a place for just having a hotel room.
Right.
And just
right.
having a place to sleep. But if you want a place to experience so much more, that's what Lily Valley is going to do.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, hotels are not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, most people like to be intimate with the innkeepers. You know,
right.
we like to call ourselves host, not innkeepers. I don't know. I don't like that word, but most people like to be intimate. They like to know you. They like to know who you are, where you came from, kind of like you were asking me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you have to offer versus, hey, here's your room key. I'll see you when you check out.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
right.
So.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great alternative, and the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
You know, because again, you know, even as recently as 2-3 years ago, there's a dramatic shortage of hotel rooms in this area.
Exactly. And I think they still are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would guess. Well, I had a daughter graduate from Virginia Tech about 4 years ago. Finding a hotel room was an adventure
I'm
of
sure.
a lifetime.
So. Sure. And we're only 20 minutes from the campus.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is easy drive on 460. So
yes, it
like,
is.
Very it's not like you're on 100.
Yes, that's exactly right. So Lily Valley Inn in Perrysburg. Talk about the website, making reservations, that whole process.
So it's really simple. You go to our website. We're a 2-night minimum stay. So you pick the room that you want to obviously reside in it for the time that you're there. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a sheet that you fill out with all your dietary restrictions, the time you check in. If you have an anniversary or a birthday, also just jot it down there. And we on our end, we see it. And we obviously make arrangements for when you come in to make sure that we know those things.
Right.
You know, it could be flowers in your room for your spouse, you know, chocolate-covered strawberries or the truffles, you know.
Yeah.
You put them in your room, things like that.
Oh, very nice. Yes, I want it all.
Exactly. And we do accommodate all those folks. So.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So again, above and beyond just here's your key, here's your room.
Right.
Certainly. And then a breakfast that a classically trained chef prepared.
Exactly, exactly. You know? So,
what's the website address, Lily?
It's lilyvalleyinn.com.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Exactly.
Well, I would encourage you, even if you have no plans or anything like that, to look at the website because I don't know who put that together for you, but it's stunning.
We have a gentleman that comes in and does it for us, but I think now my husband's kind of taking over and tweaking it, so yeah.
Oh, don't let your husband.
I hear you because he's not very sorry.
No, I'm joking. No, really, it's a beautiful website, and it shows in pictures what you just described in words of what you're seeing, the rooms, the view, all of that.
Right.
Just a perfect place.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, keep that in mind this summertime. If you're thinking about a weekend getaway, if you have friends coming into town,
exactly.
And again, you want to do better than just the room and the bed.
With a bad carpet.
Lily Valley Inn. Anything, Lily, that we haven't talked about that you wanted to?
Yes. So we're very excited to launch our cooking school. coming really? Up after graduation. Okay. I love that smile. Like everybody does the same thing when I tell them. They all just have a big grin on their face.
Uh-huh.
So fortunately, I like to teach. I didn't realize that till I started teaching upstate New York at a private college. So I love to see folks get involved. So our cooking schools is for anyone that comes stays with us and also for the locals. So they'll soon be in our website. So you can go on the website and you can pick whatever classes you want to take. Again, different classes, different days. They're hands-on, so I'm going to show you what to do, give you a recipe. You cook, you eat the food, and then you go home with the recipe.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, different, like main dish type
of
thing?
So, we're trying to do three different, it's about 3-hour long class.
Okay.
So, we're trying to incorporate as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you can't do things that are, you know, take braising like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
We could do it, but I'll do it beforehand.
Right.
And then whatever you're making.
I prepared this one earlier.
Exactly.
For you to see.
That's how most chefs do it anyways.
Of course they do.
But it's great for date night. It's great for corporate events, you know.
Yeah.
Team buildings, you know, so we're just so excited about that. So.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Tuned, yeah.
And again, you're the person for the job. So.
Well, I like to think so.
Lily Neuer with the Lily Valley Inn. Again, remember that, Lily Valley Inn. If you want to look, just put a .com on the end of that.
Right.
Lily, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Paul.
I know
time's up already?
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Wow.
it's a big dream that you have up on the mountainside right now.
It is, and I couldn't be happier with it. Like I have to pinch myself because every day people are like, "Oh my God, you live here." I live here.
Right.
Like, have you ever been there?
No.
You need to come out.
I do. We will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've been out. Yeah. You haven't been out. Oh, see?
Well, now we're going to get everybody to come out.
Good.
Or at least check it out on the website.
There you go.
Lily, thank you so much for being here. Good luck.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
That is Business Spotlight. We thank you for listening this morning. Again, Lily's address, lilyvalleyinn.com. We recommend you check it out.